What's going on? Welcome to the Air Brand Podcast. I'm Jay Air. You know, this is season four, part two of the Ing season. And this episode is titled Solo Leveling. Because, you know, this next journey I'm about to take, I'm planning to do whatever I need to do to upgrade myself and push myself forward more than I did before. And that's just like blocking out distractions, removing people that's either been a hindrance or just, I feel like, in the way of my progress. So, and what does that really entail? What does that look like for me? Just doing exactly what I said. I'm not getting too much into detail about it, but you know, I'm back out here recording because, like, Friday's my last day here, you know, because I'm moving, like I've been saying. But things are moving forward, you know. I can't hold myself back, and I can't allow anybody else to hold myself back. Work's been fine, but like I said before, I constantly do a job to keep myself there, to like, okay, to I guess to accept the job more, or just, I can't even think of the word, but just be there, to soften the work, honestly, just go more with the flow, I guess, to keep myself there to not leave, you know. I mean, the pay will keep you there, honestly. Nobody really bothers me, you know, but not anymore that I allow. Because I already expect what's going to happen. So it's like, you know, why get mad over this? Why give any energy to that? So, not too worried about it. I plan to write more, you know, get more into my schedule with that. Like, because I haven't wrote any this week. Now, the last week, I wrote at least 2.5 times, my normal time, you know, 4:25 each day. I try to stick to that schedule. Either I want to say writer's block or maybe some stress, it'll hinder me from doing that. But, you know, you got to push forward, and I want to get this book out there. And I believe it's good. And people that I have read it, I believe it's good as well. So, and, you know, of course, I'm still a host romantic. I even thought about, you know, being on Pop the Balloon. And from how it turned out on Netflix, I don't think so. I'm just continuing to go with the flow, honestly. And focus on the things that I want to accomplish for the moment, for the time being, right now, because that's more important to me, I feel like, you know. And I got still gotta move my stuff. I got a little bit of more stuff to move, not too much as the other 2 days, you know. I wouldn't say it's last minute, but you know, it's all good. But with that being said, I have other projects and stuff in the works, like with designs and, you know, other writing things that I want to do, that I want to start as well. But, you know, and working on a few things at a time doesn't really, like, slow me down or anything like that. I can multitask. My ideas aren't limited, per se. So I can get the ideas out there and work it out. Like, I'm self-proclaimed creative genius, and I really have really creative ideas, and I feel like my creativity is boundless, limitless, really. So I'm trying to do it as best as my ability and get that stuff out there. There are some collabs on the way, you know, so look forward to that. Honestly, we'll see. You know, I reach out to people. I network quick, like, so stay tuned for that. And it's going to happen. Trust me. What is it? Yeah, but just like on this journey, I wouldn't say I'm going on the journey by myself. Like, God's still with me and stuff like that. But you know, I gotta look at what I'm gonna do differently. Like, you know, like, and the outcome that I'm looking for. Like, am I actually gonna get the outcome that I'm looking for and stuff like that? You know. And then, like, a real close friend of mine, you know, helped me, like, would, like, motivate me to really think about. And it just reassured something that I thought about doing a long time ago. But we'll see. I'm going to work that out to even get that done and pursue that. So we'll see. I'm not going to mention, you know, like I say, you don't tell people your dreams. So I'm not going to mention that. I'm just say, you know, hopefully I can pursue that. Like, it's in the works. So I never really try to allow anybody to kill my dreams, you know. I think with some people, it's really mind over matter. Like, some people get in their head too much and they tend to overthink. And being their own worst critic, and you criticize yourself more than you allow others to. So you hold yourself back from something you actually could have accomplished, like, years ago. So with that being said, you know, I'm gonna give it all I got this time and see, you know, what's going to happen. This is not the end of this podcast, you know. This is not the end of my business or anything. Things are still moving forward. It's an end goal for everything. Like, a great outcome, honestly, to progress in something that's going to be fulfilling for everybody's involved and stuff like that. So stay tuned. I appreciate people that have been on me with this journey, and me and my brothers on the journey on Blurred and Beyond. Like, there's a lot of great stuff happening, honestly. And we've got a lot of stuff in store, I feel like. And like, we haven't even reached our peak yet. Like, it's great things are happening. And I think I have a strong, like, support system. Like, with my mentors, you know, family and friends. Like, it's a great thing. Well, great things are happening. Like, you know, yeah, people don't sugarcoat nothing with me, honestly. They straightforward and like, okay, like, why aren't you doing this? Like, what is going on? Why didn't you do this? And like, in broader detail, honestly. So, and I look back, like, you know, I guess I take mental notes and compare, and I'm like, okay, this is like, I should work on, honestly. And therapy is great, like, making a lot of progress, honestly. Like, and I love that. I love that for myself. And I'm glad I even took that step into getting back in therapy, even since my accident. So, and it just, that, when I also speaking on that, it's just like, with this journey, is like, I need to really look into that more, because more than what I have been doing, because I really was given a second chance, honestly, because, like I said, I could have passed away in an accident and stuff. And I need to interpret my dreams better. The little dreams that I've been having, you know, I sleep well, and it's like some dreams, like, okay, what is going on with that? It's weird. Seem like some dreams I'm either the intact or like is a decent dream, like it's be random. So you gotta figure out, because everything has meaning. I feel like everything has a meaning, in like you gotta look back and try to investigate things. Like, okay, what is the reason for this? And I think for everybody, like with our whatever journey that you're taking, like you know that you're not alone. You know how to push yourself forward. Like, you already know what mistakes you made the last time on your journey, so you know what to do differently, honestly. And it might not go as perfect as last time, but it could be a little better. So don't give up on yourself, honestly. Keep pushing forward. Look at what your purpose is in life. Like the things that you do, why do you do them? And who do you do them for? And what exact steps are you taking to get yourself to where you need to be? It's about leveling up, not leveling down or downgrading. It has to be an upgrade within yourself, within your life, within your purpose that you're living. So everything has to be aligned all the way down to your vision board. The goals that you wrote down, things that you've, if you're journaling, like all that has to be aligned at the end of the day. So this episode's probably gonna be short because I gotta take another trip and move some more stuff. But I've been meaning to do this episode for the longest because, like, I thought of this title and was like, it's perfect. Like, I know people are like, oh, he'd be based off of anime. Well, you can say that, but I think everybody is looking to upgrade themselves in a way, not like physically, but like mentally. I would say with upgrade yourself physically, hopefully it's in the gym and stuff, not like, hey, that different strokes for different folks. Some people are doing, you know, that's their thing. That's not mine, but hey, teach his own. But yeah, I feel like everybody's trying to upgrade mentally. Strong mentality, like stronger will to push forward, push the things that you're going through to get you to your end goal. You know, it all starts with you. Like, don't be trying to hop on somebody else's wave or do something that somebody else is doing to motivate yourself. Like, that could work for some people, but it's not. As long as you're not being some type of follower and, like, your only sole purpose is doing it because you've seen somebody else is doing it. So, it never works out that way because it's not really genuine, honestly. And it's just like you don't like default settings. I feel like when you do stuff like that, no. But I'm just looking to level up, and then like trying to leave no stone unturned. Like okay, like I really did that thing in my power to reach whatever goals that I have in mind. Like, whatever set I have my eyes on, like, just moving forward, not, like, you know what I'm saying, not backwards. Supposed to go up, not down. So, I gravitate to whatever's uplifting me. Whatever is a good vibe, like people wise, you too, because you can't allow everybody in your circle, like in your presence. Not everybody deserves to be around you. So you gotta, you can't allow everybody in your bubble, you know? No matter how hard they try to. So I feel like, you know, everybody go out there, go on this journey, or even journey that you're already on. Like, look at these examples. Look at some people examples, life as examples, and as not what to do, as what to do. But don't be a follower. Like, use an example to like motivate you in a better way, in a positive way. Don't try to like idolize them, and just, yeah, that's not gonna work. You know what I mean? But this has been Abraham Podcast. Level up your life so you can live the best life for you, so you can be the best version of yourself. Follow me on TikTok at Relatable Nostalgia, Instagram J to the Throne, YouTube Air Gaming, 90210 Gaming, Space Ranger Gaming, and definitely follow the Blur to Beyond Podcast. Y'all be blessed.